Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the 19th week in ordinary time, and I am your preacher today, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, in the United States, with a preaching I'm calling The Blessing of Shame. That is indeed a strange title for a strange reading. It's from the prophet Ezekiel, and I'll warn you in advance, the prophet Ezekiel is likening Jerusalem, in this long metaphor, to an abandoned child who's not even washed when it comes out of the womb and left there laying on the ground. But God sees it and passes by and comes back when the child is grown up and turned into a woman and marries that child. But then, once he's married her, she sleeps with a lot of other people, anybody passing by. And he's now going to expose her sin so that he can forgive her. There is a shorter version of this reading that's possible, but I'll give you the long text so that you really get a sense of what it's all about. So, from the prophet Ezekiel, the word of the Lord came to me, "Mortal, make known to Jerusalem her abominations, and say, thus says the Lord God to Jerusalem, your origin and your birth were in the land of the Canaanites. Your father was an Amorite and your mother a Hittite. As for your birth, on the day you were born, your navel cord was not cut, nor were you washed with water to cleanse you, nor rubbed with salt, nor wrapped in cloths. No, I pitied you to do any of these things for you out of compassion for you. But you were thrown out in the open field, for you were abhorred on the day you were born. I passed by you and saw you flailing about in your blood. As you lay in your blood, I said to you, live and grow up like a plant in the field. You grew up and became tall and arrived at full womanhood. Your breasts were formed and your hair had grown, yet you were naked and bare. I passed by you again and looked on you. You were at the age for love. I spread the edge of my cloak over you and covered your nakedness. I pledged myself to you and entered into a covenant with you, says the Lord God, and you became mine. Then I bathed you with water and washed off the blood from you and anointed you with oil. I clothed you with embroidered cloth and with sandals of fine leather. I bound you in fine linen and covered you with rich fabric. I adorned you with ornaments. I put bracelets on your arms, a chain on your neck, a ring on your nose, earrings in your ears, and a beautiful crown upon your head. You were adorned with gold and silver, while your clothing was of fine linen, rich fabric, and embroidered cloth. You had choice flour and honey and oil for food. You grew exceedingly beautiful, fit to be a queen. Your fame spread among the nations on account of your beauty, for it was perfect because of my splendor that I had bestowed on you, says the Lord God. But you trusted in your beauty and played the whore because of your fame, and lavished your whorings on any passerby. Yet I will remember my covenant with you in the days of your youth, and I will establish with you an everlasting covenant, in order that you may remember and be confounded, and never open your mouth again because of your shame, when I forgive you all that you have done, says the Lord. Thus ends the reading. And don't say I didn't warn ya. Jerusalem trusted itself, that it was the source of its own beauty and greatness, and then went praising any other god it wanted to, sleeping with any god it wanted to, not remembering that it was the Lord who made it a great city, who took care of it, took it in, protected it. But for Jerusalem to remember that, it has to feel the shame of what it's doing wrong, that it has gone over to other gods, that it has made deals with other nations. It can't be fixed until it feels that shame. And so Ezekiel is going to hold that mirror of shame up to it and let it know what's going to happen. If it continues on this path, it will be killed. And when Jerusalem, the wife, finally feels shame, sees that what it has done is wrong, that it's on the wrong path, then the blessing can come to start again, to change, to recognize with God's help this new me that can come about. Once we feel shame for what we've done, then we can say, I don't want to be that person anymore. And we can give ourselves over to the grace of God to say, forgive me, heal me, change me. I want to be a better person. That is the blessing of shame when combined with the grace and forgiveness of God.